Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive towards first. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a pop-up. Foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. James moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from McCarver and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groat for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks juggles the ball. That's an error on Banks. Warwick moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth juggles the ball. That's an error on Ellsworth. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive towards short. Grote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 0-for-2 in the game. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Ellsworth moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. James hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. James reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lewis pinch runs for Charlie James. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. One out. Jeff Long pinch hits for Tim McCarver. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.